This is Greg Kingle reporting for Media Man Australia. Finally, we're interviewing Frankie, the Maroubra Super Jesus. Direct from Budapest, now residing in one of the greatest places in the whole world, Maroubra Beach, Sydney, Australia. Welcome to the program, Frank.
Thank you very much. It's a great pleasure to be on your program, Greg.
Now, we saw you running around in a Superman outfit of sorts, didn't we, about a week ago on the at Maroubra Beach. Tell me about that crusade. Obviously, people don't run around in Superman outfits for no reason.
Basically, why I am dressed up with flags, because I would like to make people just a little bit happier.
Well, it certainly made me happier. I mean, how could you not have a smile on your face when you see the Maroubra Super Jesus running along Maroubra Beach? I mean, what a great way to start the world, to start the day. And on to bigger things. We were discussing how you entered Australia roughly about a decade ago. You're from Hungary originally. Tell us the story that our audience may choose to believe or disbelieve.
Well, I left Hungary in 1979. I went to Germany. In Germany, in Nuremberg, I talked with the Australian consul, and the Australian consul gave me a visa to come to Australia.
Okay, and I understand that there was one prevalent phone call that was very instrumental in making it happen. Tell us about that phone call.
That phone call was about a gentleman that wanted to organize me to spy against the Russians.
Now, some people are going to say, yeah, sure, but try to give us a few factual details of that, so they don't think you're trying to just get some sort of book or movie published on this story. Give us a few facts on this event.
Yeah. Well, I was in the room, and the man told me pick up the phone and talk with the person. But I put down the phone and I don't involve to the spying business.
Okay, so you didn't really believe it at first, you were sort of doubting that that happened. Who was the man that advised you there was going to be a phone call?
A major.
A major in the army for Hungary or?
Not Hungary.
Budapest, Germany.
Exile Hungarian major.
Okay, and how does the CIA fit into the picture?
Well, in Nuremberg, Germany, the CIA controls the refugee camp.
Okay, so how exactly did you get to Australia? You came here by plane, didn't you?
Yes, with the Qantas.
Okay, so how was the ticket booked?
Well, the Australian government paid me the Qantas airfare.
Okay, and what did you first do when you came to Australia?
I arrived 1980 at Melbourne, Victoria. I was 6 months in the Commonwealth refugee camp.
Oh, right. Whereabouts in Melbourne is that?
It's a long time ago.
But in the Melbourne city east.
Okay. And east Melbourne.
East Melbourne.
I'm not sure whether that's Butch Grey or something. I've only been to Melbourne once. And so what was the chain of events which led you to getting out of that situation and starting to travel around our great country of Australia?
Well, in Melbourne, I used to work the Holden car factory.
Yep.
Then the Nissan Japanese car factory. Then I went to East Victoria for Moel Traralgon Sal. Big electric power station.
Right. And I take it to work for some of these major corporations. You had the correct documentation with the passport or working permits, or was there something that the government organised to allow you to secure these positions?
Well, I had passed.
You did have the correct paperwork.
During 20 years ago, was plenty of work in Australia, not now.
No, I understand. So, what's been keeping you busy in the last year or so? Obviously, we met on Maroubra Beach the other day, but what do you get up to? What keeps you busy? What motivates you?
Walking, swimming, exercising.
You're a bit of an athlete?
I'm 51 years old.
Young?
Young, whatever you call it. And I believe when you keep your body and spirit and mind fresh,
yes,
you're getting better every day.
Yes. And before the official interview commenced, we were talking about how we could all make a positive difference in our lives. So what sort of things do you do to attempt to make the world a better place?
First of all, the most important thing, be positive thinking. Even if other people push you down, don't get upset.
Yeah.
Believe in yourself, be friendly.
Yeah.
And if you're positive and friendly, you can find company.
Yeah, so that's pretty much your motto or your slogan, if you like, is basically be positive.
Yeah, be positive. That's my slogan, motto.
Okay. And what are some of your current projects? Obviously, you've been walking and jogging around Maroubra, but what's some of your current projects that you're looking at?
Okay, you know, 1985, after the taxi business went bad,
yeah.
I lost my taxi license because I punched people on the face in the taxi cab because they don't pay me fare. Anyhow, I started in the movie business as extra.
Oh, okay.
For 5 years.
I did some of that stuff too. I was recently doing an ad for Telstra, courtesy of Chief Hastings, Chief Project for Chief Hastings. And so Greg Tingle's been Telstra Sales Person of the Month and is now doing the ad for the Rugby World Club. So back to you. More on the extra, what's some of the advertisements and programs that you've helped be in over the years? Countless. Many. Who's your agent?
I haven't got an agent.
You haven't got an agent?
Not much.
I will get you in touch with Q Casting. I was actually just speaking to them earlier. I was having to fill in a tax thing. So we'll get you sorted out there.
Thank you very much.
And final words of wisdom from the Maroubra Super Jesus.
Well, unfortunately, the world is full of trouble, crime, war, terrorism, and this is all affect our life, even if Australia is far away from these places. Now, it affects Australia's life. So that's why a bit positive thinking, get variable.
Yes. So if we can, it probably helps if we can just talk about these things as we have, as we've been discussing very liberally today. We can all make a bit of a positive difference and stay positive, and we don't have to let the state of the world get us down. We can all have better days. This has been Greg Tingle reporting from Maroubra Super Jesus on Media Man Australia. We will continue to interview some of the world's most interesting guests. Bye for now.
My last word, be happy, be positive, and always look forward to your life.
Couldn't have said it better. See you next time.